In California, tenure for public school teachers is constitutional. An appeals court made that ruling yesterday, and it reverses a lower court's decision from 2 years ago. Now, that earlier ruling found teacher tenure allowed poorly performing teachers to remain indefinitely in classrooms. So the argument over how to better train and pay teachers still rages across the country, including arguments over how to train professors and teachers in higher ed. That idea has drawn the interest of a world-class physicist.
I'm Carl Wieman. I won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2001 for the first creation of Bose-Einstein condensation in a dilute gas, which means getting atoms really, really cold, and then they do weird quantum things.
Dr. Wieman is at Stanford University, and he's put aside his groundbreaking physics research for a very different mission. Eric Westervelt has our story as part of NPR Ed's 50 Great Teachers series.
You could argue that the college lecture has worked pretty well for higher education. Hard-won knowledge and ideas are delivered efficiently to large groups. Done well, lectures can be compelling, even brilliant, the perfect mix of performance and pedagogy. But to Nobel laureate Carl Wieman, this pillar of post-secondary education is one of the most ineffectual teaching tools ever created. He likens the lecture to a dangerously misguided pre-modern medical practice.
You analogized it to, I guess, the pedagogical equivalent of bloodletting.
Yes.
Which it seems kind of hard.
Well, no, it's a very good analogy. Bloodletting was the medical treatment of choice for 2,000 years. It's the same thing.
But you're saying that for 1,000 years, people have been teaching in a completely ineffective way.
No, not completely ineffective. What I'm saying is,
bloodletting was pretty ineffective.
No. Look at the impact, though. You let some blood out, and you go away and watch them, and they get well, okay? And so was it your bloodletting that did it or something else? And I would say, in this case, it's the same thing. You know, you give people lectures, and they go away, and they learn the stuff. But it wasn't that they learned it from the lecture. They learned it from the homework. They learned it from the assignments. When we measure how little people learn from an actual lecture, it's just really small.
Wieman has the research data to prove that it's really small. For years, he's measured the effectiveness of lectures versus other methods by giving students little handheld electronic clicker devices to register their response on his computer to a series of often multiple-choice questions.
I'm a hardcore experimentalist. You know, I give them a lecture, but then 20, 30 minutes later, I give them a clicker question on some non-obvious fact that I'd explain. And I found about 10% of them would actually remember it.
To Wieman, there's something deeply wrong in higher education today. Most universities don't even bother to measure teaching quality, he says. They're obsessed with research funding and publishing. So he's calling for a revolution in teaching. He tirelessly promotes a research-based active learning method. Here's what that looks like in his classroom.
From that point on, V0, right? There's nowhere for it to go.
At a Stanford introductory quantum mechanics course, Wieman shows some PowerPoint slides and gives what you might call a mini-lecture.
We've talked about how to get even one wave packet like that, you know, if we just have a single value of momentum.
But Wieman quickly switches to giving these undergraduate physics majors a problem to discuss and think about in small groups of four or five.
It seems like the most wrong or the most right. It seems D.
Wieman walks around the room. Mostly he just listens in on the conversations, but chimes in when a group seems stuck.
Okay, so you can think about how you might produce something that looked like that here. Okay, so that's your challenge here.
Some clusters still aren't quite getting the physics problem right, as shown by their electronic clicker answers. So Wieman gives the class a little push. Better talk to each other again, he says.
Do we say that each photon is going through both slits? Or would we say that half the photons go through the left slit and half of them go through the right slit?
In this active learning style of teaching, Wieman sees himself as a kind of cognitive coach rather than the sage on the stage delivering knowledge. His lecturing, such as it is merely to prime undergraduates to grapple with the concepts and questions on their own and try to figure out what's important and relevant or not.
Okay, if you've agreed on an answer, put it in here. Okay, once again. Come on, if you guys talk to each other, you get a lot smarter. You're not perfect yet, though. What you saw is I'm doing my best to understand what's going on in every one of those students' minds and then challenge them to have them advance, have them learn more and monitor how they're learning it. Really, the learning's happening when they're figuring the things out. My talking is just kind of prepping them for it.
Wyman's now trying to spread the gospel of active learning, and he's using that prize to help do it.
As I point out to people often when I'm giving my talks is, yeah, you probably came to listen to me because I have a Nobel Prize, but you really should only believe this because I've got data to back it up.
And the data, published in peer-reviewed journals, show that students get a deeper understanding of the material and retain more knowledge under an active learning style. The failure rate fell 12%. Test performance went up by almost half compared to pure lecturing, the bloodletting. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.